My name is Camille Lemire, and I'm a sophomore at Sammamish High School. I'm going to share today a summary and an excerpt of my story, Somewhere Only We Know. This is a story of two friends at a film festival, and they know the world is about to end. "What are you thinking about?" you asked, your eyes locking in on hers, which were like fragments of the sky caught between her lashes. "I can practically hear your mind working from here." Farah flashed her pearly whites at you, but a smile would not shape her lips. No matter how much you knew, she willed it. "I can't stop thinking about how this is the last sunset I'm ever going to see." Farah's father had always been a paranoid man, and when the news of the apocalypse came to light, he was fearless, for he believed he was prepared. He'd installed a bunker in their backyard years ago, and he felt secure that their family would survive the blast. The family had busied themselves with gathering supplies past the ones that had been hoarded by Farah's father for years beforehand. And for 1 week, Farah had prepared herself to possibly spend the rest of her life in that forsaken gray hole, if it meant surviving. But Farah was intoxicated by life. She was an adventurer, a wanderer, a warrior of the living. And the mere thought of spending the rest of her days in a gray hole was the most unbearable thing. So when she saw the poster, advertising a small film festival at the cusp of the apocalypse, she called you. You, whom life without was like an endless winter, endurable but terrifying. "And you'll be the last person I'll ever see," you murmured, words finally escaping your lips after a vital moment of silence had extinguished its necessity. "But I wouldn't want to be with anyone else, Farah. I love you." Her lips stretched into a smile. "I love you too." Those words were like a symphony, a war cry, a spell. They enchanted you, the spell stirring within your very bones. You fell in love with the music in her voice and the ferocity in which she declared her love. The sun had fallen by then, the last wisps of its warmth lingering on the horizon. You knew it was the last of the golden light that either of you were ever going to see. Others had emerged by then, others much like you and Farah, who would wish to end their lives surrounded by their brethren in a simple display of humanity. Someone had set up a patchwork collection of white sheets across a span of several trees, a projector precariously balanced far enough away in the trees to display the movie. The movies were classic creatures, the types that made you laugh and cry and cause nostalgia to buzz in every nerve of your body. Farah's arm brushed against yours, the silken tendrils of her hair tangling with yours, and you were in bliss. Your eyelids grew heavier as the night wore on, serene in the environment of your species. The air smelling thickly of the floral scent of Farah's perfume and the mellow aroma of the night. Your head lolled over, capturing the architecture of Farah's face. And that moment stretched on for an infinity, and you couldn't help but feel that she was the most beautiful thing you had ever seen. And you were glad it was your final sight before your eyes closed, and you never opened them again.